There you go, that's Blondie's Heart of Glass here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, 19th of March. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What is the story with you?
How's things and all with you?
Ah, fantastic. What's it like in your room?
I grand haven't met you this morning, so I'll just see you, just checking in. Thought it'd be nice to drop in and on the gym start and see how it is carrying on.
Yeah. The other side of the glass, the voice from the other side of the glass.
Oh,
it's like looking at you on the telly. That's really all it is.
Hey, you.
It's just like watching you on the telly.
Well, don't get used to this, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'll be back in there doing your head in.
By the way,
ASAP.
We should check on there. We should check on our Lucan studio as well because.
Of course, yeah.
Magic Mike is back in Lucan this morning. You can hear the sounds of his kitchen in the background there.
Yeah.
Live from West Dublin, lads. Good morning.
That's the sound of Magic Mike's kitchen in Luke, where he's literally cooking the show there as we speak.
Yeah, you can
hear you what, lads.
You can actually hear the show sizzling on the pan in the background.
Oh, you get used to this.
The man's in his slippers, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Come on, Mike. Well, you're going to have to dress for it in future.
I'm actually in my socks, but apart from that. This is the best commute I've ever had to work. It involved one flight of stairs, and I haven't seen E2 yet. I have to get used to
this. He sent us a photograph, right?
Yeah.
Of him sitting with his bowl of cereal or whatever. What was that in front of you? Bowl of what?
It's his mad milky porridge he does. It's like loose cement the way he makes it.
I've actually started a new thing you'll be delighted to know, PJ. The overnight oats thing. So it's actually cold porridge now.
You're a sicko. Thank God you're nowhere near us.
The man is literally in his own home and he won't cook porridge.
I know, yeah, he's a sicko.
Right, good stuff, Mike. We will check it in and out with you for sure. Of course, Magic Mike will be there to do all the stuff that he normally does, of course, right through the course of the morning. All part and parcel of us, you know, adhering to the protocols, playing the game, doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time.
I know, yeah.
I borrowed that off somebody. I can't remember who I took it off.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it? It's yours now.
So that's it. We're all here. We're all in various locations. But we're here. And we're here for you, so 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout.
Well, Jim, now, you and me are here.
Right.
You know, Magic Mike now is, chin deep into a bowl of cold porridge.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
He's with us in spirit, indeed. But
Mike, are you going to follow up with that? Will there be toast and everything? And you're not going to you're not going to be evil about it and cook bacon and everything, are you?
No, I'm not going to do that, but I might get down to some practical business because the kitchen is a mess, so I might have to tidy that up a little later on.
Right.
And other than that, bear in mind, lads, the family gets up in about an hour's time, so I'm going to have to do some shifting around.
Oh, this is going to be great now. We're going to get live from the bustling metropolis of Mike's house.
Exactly, yeah.
It'll be fantastic now. This will be actually an opportunity to hear Mike's missus giving out to him and everything.
Yeah. Mike, will you stop eating raw avocado out of the fridge?
Right, okay, so that's where Magic Mike is. PJ is in his little special room, and wherever you are, you can give us a shout out. 087-188-0008. The Lily White is not having a good start to his day, PJ.
Oh, no.
Apparently his truck broke down.
Oh, dear.
It wouldn't start, so he's waiting on a mechanic.
Oh, that's a fart.
English Ian checking in. Margaret in Fermoy checking in, as always. Good to have Margaret with us. Just something. Margaret's a bit like, you know the way they used to say that thing about during wartime, right?
Yeah.
If submarines came to the surface, they'd listen out to hear if the Today Show was on the BBC, and then they'd know that all was right in the world.
Yeah, that nothing catastrophic had happened.
Yeah, the Margaret is like that for us.
She is, yeah.
She is our beacon. We know as long as Margaret is there, the world is still turning.
Yeah, she and us for Margaret.
Yeah.
As Classic Hits in the distance, I believe it is.
And also, Dennis. Look at Dennis has sent us a photograph. He's in a hospital in Cork. Yeah, it says it's only a precaution. But he's in self-isolation in a hospital in Cork as a precaution, and he wants us to throw on a couple of 90s classics. No problem.
We'll
get that sorted
all
out for sure. Also, Frank in Galway, who's just waiting for a place to open to deliver fruit and veg. Good man, Frank. That's what we need, a bit of fruit and veg in the world.
I'm telling you. I've never eaten so healthily in my life as I have the last week. It won't last now. I'd say we'll get into the weekend now and I'm going to have a Jaffa cake and chips for dinner.
I slipped a little bit last night.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
I was doing well. No, everything was fine. Everything was fine. Dinner was fine. All that was all healthy. It was turkey. It was all, it was good. And then I got stuck into the tea cakes and the shortbread biscuits.
Did you?
With me tea.
Oh, good stuff. Thank God Mike's not here now. We'd be ruining the shortbread experience the both of us are having.
Larbar is in Galway. Check
yeah,
it
you
in.
Do Larbar. What's that, Larbar?
Chainsaw Man is still up and at us. And also, who's this? Morning, lads. How's PJ's Fisher-Price studio working out?
It's all right. It's all right.
Tell from you. Brian O'Man.
It's not so bad. It's a little bit hot for my liking, but we're all surviving.
Yeah, I can't believe you. Because, like, I mean, that's hotter than even in here.
I know, yeah. Actually, the more this goes on, the more I'm convinced this whole thing is just a classic hits experiment on me to see how much I can take. But I'm not leaving.
Yeah, John Cicada, just another day here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Dan in Cork, PJ, just pointed out. Jim, it's like school in there. PJ,
excuse me.
PJ's in detention. And Magic Mike has been suspended and has to stay at home.
That's actually, yeah. And that makes Jim a swat.
Well, I'll point you to who came out with the brains of the operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just waiting for you to respond there.
I'm trying to think of who the answer is.
Me!
Oh!
When we did our IQ tests.
Oh, that's right, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right, yeah.
So that's why you're in detention and Mike's been suspended.
You want to see, he was loving it as well.
Really? Did you? Oh, I thought I didn't do it as well.
Oh, it was so... It was hard to watch how much you enjoyed being smarter than me and Mike.
Paulie and Michael are checking in from Tip. Also, who's this? Deirdre's waiting for a train in Maynooth. Kate's about to take the dog for a walk. And top of the morning, lads, from Harry Brown. Oh, no, from it's the whole gang are up today. Paulie and Antoinette and Harry.
And Harry Brown. All right, Harry Brown.
Very good. Right, okay, you ready for some birthdays?
I believe I am. I had my first coffee here in the hand. Not a sip taken. It's great. I robbed Mike's coffee pot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Should I check? Mike, how do you feel about that? Your coffee pot's been
stolen. Don't go near that coffee pot.
I've been licking the sides of it and everything. It's all too late now because mine went missing.
Right, well, you finished sorting the bin, so.
That's terrible, isn't it? That's outrageous.
It's great. See what happens. It is exactly like school.
Yeah.
Because you take my rubber.
I'm going to wash it well. I'll have a good sneeze on it and rub it all in nice and well. Put it back in the closet.
Yeah. And then he'll post it to you, Mike.
Grace, yeah, Grace.
Something to look forward to there when all this is over for you, Michael. Right, okay, birthdays for you today, Mr. Gallagher. Bruce Willis celebrating his birthday today. And you were a big Moonlighting fan, weren't you?
I was, yeah, back in the day, until it got to that stage where it was unbearable anymore.
As in, will they, won't they?
Yeah, will they, won't they, only like... You get 120 runs of that.
Right.
You know, will they, won't they, will they, won't they, will they, won't they, will they, won't they, will they, won't they. And then you get to that whole point, then you get to, I couldn't care less anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it got to the stage where, look at, if you pair keep this up, you're getting too old to, will you, won't you?
Yeah. Are you going to settle down at all? Get a room. That's what it felt like in the end. Although I think they did. Wasn't that what actually happened to Moonlighting? That eventually they did, the writers did put them together. And then the show was awful.
Yeah, it was ruined.
Yeah, because it was like, one cares.
Shouldn't
now.
Have gone that route.
Where's the Jeopardy now?
Bruce Willis is supposed to be a bit of a horrible
I've
man,
heard
isn't
that.
He?
He's a bit of a like crank you're, in real life, yeah.
Your hero, Sylvester Stallone, had some very nasty things to
wasn't
say.
Wasn't mad about him at all.
No, in the Expendables.
Yes, that's the one I was going to call it, The Invincibles. Yeah, that's not it. That's a different thing.
I was going to call it The Unexpendables.
Yeah.
And that's a totally different movie.
Yeah, I think that's all. Which one is a good one?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
If you're an Expendable, you're not great, I'd say. but yeah, I got it. Yeah, he said, but they all made up afterwards. Obviously, a bit of politics. Someone had a word with Sylvester Stallone. Says, you can't be saying that.
Mind you, to be fair to Bruce Willis, I mean, he probably is a horrible man, actually.
But, why do you say that now?
No, but I was just going to say, to be fair to him, he looks well.
Oh, because you just said, to be fair to Bruce Willis, he probably is a horrible man. I was like, right. I'm not sure this is coming out the way you planned it.
I meant, although he's probably a horrible man, he does look well for
his
age.
He looks very, very well.
Fair.
Yeah, even
he carries the old bald pate very well.
You see, he has the Phil Collins haircut. You know that one? It's not quite an egg in the nest. It's just a forehead that goes back to your crown. You know the way he wears it. The two of them do that. It's a mad looking way to do it, but it works for them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Bruce Willis is about, I'd say he's about 63.
Not bad, 65.
Bro.
65. Right, what about Glenn Close?
Glenn Close?
Yeah,
the old
Miss Bunny Boiler herself.
She's a fantastic actor. That was the scariest movie because of her.
That movie was huge.
Well, that's where Bunny Boiler comes from. Yeah, yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, she was brilliant in it, though. She's so creepy and scary. She's scary and creepy in all loads of things she does, though. Like, she's that type of actress, like, we need a weirdo. Get Glenn Close. Glenn Close is a fantastic weirdo.
Yeah.
She's an Oscar-winning weirdo. That's her whole career.
What else was Glenn Close in, other than Dalmatians?
Well, there you go.
Yeah, wasn't Cruella
she,
de Vil.
Cruella de Vil, yeah.
Wasn't she in that? Was she in that Dangerous Liaisons as well? Was she
oh,
in that?
Oh, I think she was, yeah. Yeah, I think she was, yeah.
Yeah, she does have...
She was a very sinister character in that as well.
Yeah, yeah, she does have that sort of... yeah, she has that sort of conniving thing about
her. She's the face of a psychopath. It's yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant face. Yeah. Right, I got to say, she's probably a bit older again.
Yeah, she's not... She's no bunny anymore.
72.
Not bad. 73.
Oh, okay.
73, right.
There's
now,
a bit of form creeping back in here.
This is an interesting one. I'm almost afraid to throw this to you. But nonetheless, I mean, he is a man who has been in the news an awful lot lately. So, I mean, it would give you a sort of a heads up as to what his potential age is. But it is the birthday today, believe it or not, of... celebrity sex pest.
Oh my God.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God, is it?
It is.
Oh yes.
He's celebrating in prison, thankfully.
Yeah, dirty old flute.
Harvey Weinstein, my God, tell you. That tell crumbled you. Beneath him, didn't it?
Didn't it? Yeah, a man who had it all. Like, I mean, literally lived above the law for a very long time.
Yeah.
It's great to see. Great to see a fella going down like that, isn't it? In fairness.
In flames.
You know that your world isn't on your side when your lawyer makes, as part of the appeals process, your lawyer comes out and says, we can't have him in jail for all these years because if he's in jail for any more than 5 years, he won't survive it. And the whole world says, so what's your point? They're like, you know... You're in a really, really bad way when that starts happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, dirty old crow. I'm delighted he got caught. Just a pity they couldn't catch him earlier. Mind you, there's a lot of people around Hollywood.
Yeah. That's the interesting part about it is that...
That knew an awful lot and said very little.
But that's what I was just going to say. I mean, you know, these things, they don't operate in isolation.
No, they don't.
I'd say there's a lot of very nervous Hollywood types still.
There's a great TV show on Apple TV. Have you seen it? The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston in it and all.
No.
And it's all about that type of thing. Can't recommend it enough in these days when we're not allowed to leave the houses. It's fantastic. I watched all eight of them over the weekend.
It's called The Morning Show.
It's called The Morning Show. Steve Carell is in it.
And it's about somebody being harassed.
It's about this exact type of thing. Wow. And even the Harvey Weinstein case features in it and everything. It's brilliant.
Because it's like, I mean, there's a big element of that in Loudest Voice as well. I mean, your man was that sort of a character. He was a Harvey Weinstein type character as well. The character that Russell Crowe plays. Your man,
I haven't seen
Roger
that.
Iles or whatever his name was.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Or Ailes or whatever, yeah. You'd enjoy that.
I'll give that a watch now. Yeah, we can all celebrate the downfall of a sex pest. It's something that brings us all together. Doesn't it?
Unites the world.
Unites us all. Right,
how old is the old bugger?
He's 83.
He's actually only 68.
Whoa!
That's it.
I thought he was way older than that.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something.
Wow.
I bet you pre-court case and post-court case, if you put those two photographs side by side.
Wow. Lads, don't be a sex pest. It's bad for everything.
It's not good for anybody. Right, tell you, now we've a couple of interesting ones to finish, right? One is one that I think you'll be okay with because it would have been your sort of era, your sort of music. But Terry Hall is celebrating his birthday today.
Terry Hall, which one is he now?
Terry Hall from The Specials.
Oh my God, what am I talking about?
Funboy 3-0.
I only watched the two-tone documentary there.
Well, there you go.
Last week as well.
I knew you were a bit of a ska.
Yeah, I love that stuff. Jeepers, Terry Hall, I just think of an actress for a second. What's wrong with me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Terry Hall, who, I have to say, I mean, like, was he ever happy at all?
I don't think so, no.
No, not really.
Mind you, I've been humming the song, This Town.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a ghost town.
I know. Oh, that was a great song.
That was so fantastic.
Yeah.
Right.
How's the other one? Remember he did a song, and I think he did it with Bananarama or something.
Well, thankfully, I blanked that one out.
That's it. Yeah, well done, Tara. It was that Ain't What You Do, It's The Way That You Do.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well done, Tara.
Trust Tara to remember something that's going to upset us. Oh,
there you go.
My God.
That'll take the shine off you, Gallagher.
Isn't it so disappointing, like, when you see people you think are so cool, the coolest people in the world, and then... next thing they're prancing around with Bananarama. And they're nothing against Bananarama.
Right.
I'm sure they have a great bit of crack and all. But you know what I mean. The coolness, like.
Took the edge off.
Yeah. It'd be like if David Hasselhoff started hanging around with me. You know, he'd lose a bit of coolness. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think you'd be on shaky ground yourself there, to be honest. with the Hoff.
Yeah.
God, PJ, you really let yourself down there.
Yeah, but, do you know, like, that's my dream dinner party. Me, David Hasselhoff and Johnny Logan. Can you imagine the crack?
Right. Wow, that's an incredible one. You'd only, you'd only have to serve the crackers because the place would be full of cheese. Right, come on, Terry Hall.
He's 63.
Not bad, 61. Oh, and very quickly then, Nigel Clough is the last one for
Nigel
you.
Oh, Nigel Clough.
Yeah, yeah. Brian's son. Who, to be fair to him, had a decent thing in management.
Had a decent old spell, yeah. Well, he's only, but he's a young man still.
Well, of course he is a young man because he's in his 50s. Yeah, and we're all young men in our 50s.
Well, isn't that the truth, yeah?
Well, I'll tell you something. You know what I mean?
Look at Jim there now. A fine specimen of youth. That's what anyone would say. Right, so I got this. He's like 54.
Yes!
Yay!
Well done. You got one.
I got one there at the end.
Good
that'll
stuff,
do. That'll
tell
do.
You,
I'll take it.
You're on the way back, buddy. You're on the way back.
A return to form.
Yeah. Puff Daddy, I'll be missing you here. Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Kim Wilde, you keep me hanging on just ahead of that. 17 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, 19th of March. Good to have you with us, folks. 087-188-0008. Good to know that you're out there. Brian has been on, wishing us to stay safe and healthy. Peter.
We'll do our best, that's for sure. So we're not even allowed to take a risk either. I have to say, one thing about this place, I will say, is when this call kicked in, they've done so much to keep us safe and healthy in this pandemic and all of that, that it's actually... It's bordering on annoying now, you know. But it's been fantastic the way they've acted. So, yeah, we're being very well looked after here. So we're not allowed near each other. If you can see the setup at the moment, it's incredible what they've done.
Yeah, because, and although, to be fair, they did kind of say, right, well, what are the minimum requirements? And then I said, yeah, and look, probably best just for everybody's sake, if you put PJ in a padded cell of his own.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I'm struggling to cope.
It's so weird though, because this is played, it's kind of like it's played into your hands, this idea of self-isolation.
Well, isn't it one of those things where be careful what you wish for, isn't it? If ever that was a slogan, this is it now, coming to hit me.
It's fantastic though as well, because now I get to see you literally, well, you know when you used to do that thing about your dogs when they'd be looking out the window?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking back at now. It's like... somebody looking at the world going by through the window.
Yeah. It's me looking into the kitchen and you're really going,
yeah. Let me in. Open the door, Jim. Open the door.
Let me in. Why do you want to come in? Because I want to go out.
Anyway, so Brian, thanks for that. We're all safe and well. Fresh morning, lads. That's from Biffo. Dan 2.0 is on his way to work. It's Margaret's mammy's birthday today.
Happy very birthday, Margaret's mammy.
Do you want to know how old she is?
Yeah, go on.
77.
Hey, good for you, Margaret's mammy. Happy birthday.
Somebody was saying, hey lads, was the bunny boiler the hand that rocked the cradle? No, it was definitely Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction, yeah.
Definitely Glenn Close and
definitely.
Fatal Attraction.
Sure, he comes home, remember, he's always doing everything he can.
Yeah.
To sort of pretend that it never happened. And she's like, you don't do that with somebody. And he thinks he's gotten rid of her, and then the family rabbit is cooked in the pot. Yeah,
that was such a kind of a moment, wasn't it?
Oh, it was unbelievable. The thoughts of it.
Like,
because up until that point...
She didn't do that with the
She's pot. After killing... Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So amazing how reaction. Like that, when you think about it, moments that have, like, you know, shocked. There was a bunny in a pan.
Yeah.
And there was the time in Love Hate when the cat got shot.
The cat got shot, yeah.
And that was like, oh my God, this has gone to a new low.
Yeah. And then there was Basic Instinct when Sharon Stone showed a cat of her own. Remember that? There were like three of those moments where the world stood still.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
See, that's what you don't mess with animals.
No, you don't. Not, do not do it. It's actually bad
certainly
for
not Sharon Stone's animal.
No way. She's bad to you. She takes no lessons. She's great.
Right, also, who have we got here? Let me see. There's no name attached to this, but somebody was on to say the norm for them now is, it's Mary, it is. Heading to work in Galway University Hospital. Hi to all my colleagues in the Hematology Oncology Day Ward.
Oh, well, good for you.
So hi to all the you gang. Morning, lads. Big thank you. This is coming in from Sharon. Keeping us all here laughing on the way to work. That's very fair play to you for still going to work, Sharon.
Yeah, fair
good
play to you.
There's Derek the Butcher. Has been checking in as well. He says he hasn't stopped working, feeding the public.
Good for you, Derek the Butcher. Thank you very much. Your service will be remembered.
Absolutely. Paddy Casey's not happy about, he says, they still don't care about construction, lads.
I know. There's a lot of people now fairly sore and rightly so. But look, oh, I don't know what to say to you, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I wish I had something to say to you. I wish I had something better to say. But we will get through it. We'll all be back eventually. But jeepers almighty. Look, it's just going to be a long old run.
It's going to be a long old run,
that's
right.
Poor old Jim has to sit there in his own. This must be heartbreaking for him.
Ah, it's just, look, I'm lost in here, you can tell.
In that big chair.
But all of this room.
Yeah.
And everything. And
nobody, you know. I look at me, looking through the window at my own chair. It's a sad sight, Jim. It's a sad sight.
You are literally like somebody who's been locked out of their house.
I know. And the best thing is, I have a big fancy chair now.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. I want me own little scrap, roughy, crap bag of a thing. The one that smells like 20 years of arses. I want that one back.
Right, listen, we're here for you. 0871880008. Magic Mike is in his lair in Lucan. He's in the Lucan lair today, taking care of business. So he'll be monitoring everything, all the bits and pieces that we have to do, like the Hitbit, which is on the way in about an hour's time. I think 540 is what we're playing for.
540 quid, yeah, on the Hitbit this morning. So
absolutely. So that's on the way. More Lionel Richie tickets.
Oh, sorry, no, 530.
530,
is it? Beg your pardon, yeah.
Right, 530. Cool, Abula. Breakfast table quiz. I think we've got Lionel Richie tickets for you to win again today.
Yeah, and it's a more open breakfast table quiz. So five or more is all you need, and we'll give you those tickets.
Brilliant stuff. Also, of course, along the way, we did say that, basically, look, everybody at the moment, those who are confined to their house, either through self-isolation or they're not working or whatever, or working from home, whatever it is, television and movies and all that sort of stuff, they've become really important.
They have become.
People are desperate to watch them.
Lifeline stuff.
But as well as finding the good stuff, sometimes you need to know what to avoid.
Well, we were talking about cats yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And cats isn't the only howler in the world, so we'll be having a look for some of them now.
Yeah, and PJ was shopping yesterday. We're going to find out a bit about that. It wasn't milk or bread, though, was it?
I got nothing. Can I just say, I got nothing.
Right.
Because I wasn't milk or bread, but there's a mad thing going on out there.
And we need to know about it.
And the world needs to know about it.
The world needs to know.
There's going to be some mad-looking people walking out of their houses in a couple of months' time, I can tell you that much.
Right, so all of that's on the way. As usual, of course, if you want to give us a shout for whatever's going on for you, whatever you're up to, 0871880008, stay in touch. Yeah, you're up the final countdown here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Thursday, 19th of March. It's just 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 0871880008. Yeah, we're all here. Magic Mike, though, of course, he's in his Lucan lair.
He is. He's in the lair, Lucan, sitting there like a lord with his slippers on.
He's literally Lord Lucan.
Lord Lucan.
He's Lord Lucan in his lair out there. We're going to be checking in with him, of course, because we've got the Hitbit on the way before 8 o'clock this morning. So we'll need Magic Mike, who has the answer, and more importantly, has the puns. So we'll give you a crack at that. That's on the way very shortly. But we did say we were going to talk movies, because it's amazing. I mean, last night even, I kind of had the same thing myself. Okay, admittedly, I wasn't looking specifically for a movie. I was more on the lookout for like a box set or something to get stuck into.
Yeah, I'm looking for them now currently.
And
yeah.
I'm desperate to find something decent, because I'm going through all of the sort of Sky box sets, going through all of the Netflix things.
I actually cancelled my sports subscriptions on the Sky job.
I think you can pause it.
Oh, I use Now TV, so it's... So I cancelled the pass there, and I transferred it now, so the entertainment pass, to try and find something new to watch. Because let's face it, that's our lives for a while.
Exactly, and I stumbled across this thing on Netflix called The Stag, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's basically... I thought it was going to be... It looked like it was going to be a dark kind of... You know, the kind of stuff I like. You know, those kind of murder, sort of dark, whatever things.
Misery and all. Stuff that Jim's mad into, yeah.
Yeah. Turned out to be a sort of a black comedy.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's a bit of crack, actually.
Ah, it's all right, Jay.
Yeah.
You know when you're expecting one thing.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Something
else comes
along. You
were looking for misery, and next thing there was fellas laughing, and you weren't happy about it.
But anyway, the other thing is, yesterday we were talking about it, PJ was telling us about how cats... This huge money remake of the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical Cats, Judy Dench and James Corden and
Taylor Swift
and Rebel Wilson, loads of huge names.
And it's pony. It's like gone down now as one of the worst movies ever made. Can't wait to see it myself now.
Yeah.
In fact, we should have the watch party, the two of us.
Absolutely. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Watch that,
check out Cats.
It looks so bad.
But we were, because you know, everybody's on the lookout for something to watch, right?
I know.
But it's always a good heads up to know what to avoid.
Exactly, Jim.
Always a good thing.
You're dead right. We got to. People are suffering enough as it is. The last thing they need is to sit down and watch a turkey at home as well.
Absolutely.
And I've been looking at some of the worst movies. Actually, here's the question, right?
Right.
Have you ever left a cinema because a movie was so bad? I've done it 3 times in my life.
Right. I left the cinema because...
I have, yeah. 3 times in my life I have. I left Catwoman because it was the worst. Like, it was just so appallingly bad.
How could you leave Catwoman?
Jim, I'm serious. It's so bad.
It's Halle Berry in a Catwoman suit.
I know. I took a picture of the screen on my Nokia phone and I went home. And that was enough and it was grand, right?
I don't know if I've ever left it. You see, I'd be... Come on, look who you're talking to. Imagine me.
I know, so you've only been to the cinema 3 times or something.
No.
And the first time you were there, there was a piano player playing.
I'd never. Hang on a second. It's going to get going any second now.
Harold Lloyd. He's fallen off a train. It's Harold Lloyd.
No, but come on. You know me. I wouldn't make a fuss now. Like, you know, I'd sit there and suffer. The closest, in my mind, the worst movie I've ever seen is the one that I told you about, all that. Open Water or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching that thinking, there's something, this is, something's wrong here. The sound and everything is terrible. It's awful. No, and then somebody told me, no, that's meant to be that it's meant forgotten footage rubbish thing or whatever.
See, I got a kick out of that because nothing happened. I love a movie where nothing happens. It's too much is happening and I don't like it.
I mean, did Tom Hanks win awards for Castaway, did he?
Don't know.
Well, he shouldn't have. That's a shocking movie.
Jim McKay, that's a great movie.
It's a shocking, boring movie, that is.
Stop it.
It was great at the start.
Listen, you practically do
when
a show.
When he arrives on the island.
You practically do a show with a football that has a face. So I think it's... You, of all people, should appreciate that film, I think.
No, but I'd say Open Water's probably the nod for me.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I can handle some pretty rubbish movies. I mean, that, you know, did you ever see that thing, Megadon, or whatever it was called?
With, Megadon, no.
You know, it was like a, meant to be, I don't know, a super giant shark thing or something. Jason Statham was in it. It was rubbish.
Oh, no, yes, I know.
I think he punches a shark
at one
stage.
That's one of these, like, sci-fi movies. Oh, come here. That's, you see, now, this is where movies get so bad, they're actually fantastic.
Like Sharknado.
And Titanic 2. Because we all know how I feel about the original Titanic.
Yeah.
Worst film I've ever seen.
What happens in Titanic 2?
They said it couldn't happen twice, Jim. They said it couldn't happen twice. So they raise the Titanic, you know, and they get it floating again. And they're warned. There's icebergs out there. They've been floating out here for hundreds of years. You got to be very careful. Anyway.
Well, it doesn't hit an iceberg.
It's a gym.
Wow, didn't see that coming.
And the resulting disaster is an unbelievable thing. And if you think I'm messing about that movie, it was made in 2010.
Right.
And I saw it the year it came out on the Sci-Fi Channel, and I'm still traumatised at how bad it was.
Unbelievable.
Because I watched it all.
Somebody's just saying, lad, sorry to break the news, but most of the time it was a man in the Catwoman suit as a stunt double for Halle Berry.
Jeez, he looked well.
I'll tell you something. That's a fit lad, isn't it?
Have you got his number?
Also, I recently left halfway through Harlequin Part 2.
I've heard this as well. People are giving out about that, saying it's not fitting with the rest of the movies at all, yeah?
What's Harlequin?
It's one of those, you know, Harlequin the Clown. It's one of them superhero movies.
Oh, from like the, yeah, I know
Avenger
what you're talking
type thing.
One of them.
Look at the tattoo of us running into Elvis now. One of them supering heroes.
Far and Away, my God, there's 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
That's a great movie.
That's the rubbish Tom Cruise that's accent.
Oh, you're a corker, Shannon. Oh, that's a great old movie. It's an old spoof. I enjoyed it.
Anyway, listen, the other thing is Magic Mike just found what won the Razzies last year, right? So Cats was absolutely swept the board.
Six.
Like, terrible.
It won 6 awards. The most amount of movies, or most amount of awards the movie has won in years, yeah.
Yeah, this was the one apparently that did it last year.
Your Majesty, may I present to you the greatest detective of all time, Sherlock Holmes, and Dr. John Watson.
I love you.
Watson?
Oh!
What a looker, right?
She is stunning.
Did you ever see that movie?
I don't even know what it is. Well, I know it's Sherlock Holmes.
It's the one with Will Ferrell and... is it John C. Reilly?
Do you know something? Will Ferrell, as brilliant as he is, and he is brilliant.
He makes some turkeys.
He makes some awful movies. Anchorman 2 is one of the worst films
It gave me a headache. I think I've been suffering for, I've been on migraine medication ever since I had Sean.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't watch that.
No way.
That looks horrific.
When he gets movies wrong, they're so wrong, they actually give you a hangover.
Spectacularly wrong. Spectacularly
wrong.
Yeah,
they're all desperate stuff. And as for that Big Lebowski thing years ago, that was a great load of stone and weirdo stuff, wasn't it? It was mad.
The Meg is what I meant to call it. That thing, that mega, whatever it was. The Meg. I
still don't
what
know
the
what
movie
that is.
Was. And somebody says it's a masterpiece. It's so bad, it's actually a masterpiece. I mean, yeah. Look, Jason Statham is, you know, he should stick to kind of...
Well, he's a cheese ball as well, isn't he?
He likes it, but yeah. Alexander the Great... Somebody said they walked out after 2 hours.
Ah, yeah, that's the one where Angelina Jolie is supposed to be Colin Farrell's ma, and there's like 6 months between them. It's the stupidest film you will ever see. Yeah, I think even the actors involved were kind of a bit ashamed of that one, yeah.
The Libertine, have you seen that with Johnny Depp? Shockingly bad movie.
No, I haven't seen
Didn't
even
make it halfway through, according to John.
You probably missed a good bit then.
Unbelievable. Right, so that's what we're on the lookout for. Literally, the movies to avoid. Whether you've seen them recently on the box or whether you've kind of like actually walked out, it was so bad. If you've walked out of a movie.
I've walked out of a few, yeah.
How many have you, like?
Three. I've walked out of Catwoman, The Big Lebowski, which gets me in trouble because apparently that's a piece of legendary cinema filmmaking.
You're safe because I haven't seen it.
Of course you haven't seen it. And then years and years ago, 26 years ago, I went on a date to see Robin Hood Men in Tights. It was a date. I went on a date.
Come on, that's a romp. It's a, you know, it's a piece of fun. It's Mel. Is that Mel Brooks?
Yeah, Mel Brooks. And yeah. I still can't get the start of that film out of my head. It's burned in. Even the song. We're men in tights. I was like, this, I can't believe. I was so embarrassed. I was sitting next to a girl watching this thing. Oh my God. 26 years ago. And I still remember like it was yesterday. It hurt me. Like it's like one of those... I should really go to therapy over that one.
Probably,
to be
yeah, to be honest. It sounds like it got in there deep, to be honest
with
you.
I might need to watch Titanic 2 to get rid of it.
Right, 087-188-0008. The worst movie you've ever seen, especially if it was so bad that you actually walked out of the cinema.
Yeah.
Or walked out of your own living room.
The best thing, I remember walking out of the cinema once and I was in such a humour, but I still bought popcorn and took it to the car.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't want to completely waste a journey. Girls just want to have fun. Cyndi Lauper here at Classic Hits 722. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Loads of people responding to the worst movies, PJ.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you something. Tom Hanks, I mean, you know, he's great and all.
I'm not going to have this.
I hope he gets well soon and all, you know, recovering from the old COVID-19 and everything. But... You know, like, he's had a couple of turkeys as well.
I beg to differ now.
John has been on to say, I walked out of a Tom Hanks movie, of all things. Lady Killers was absolute muff.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I can't say. Okay, I was all set for a scrap there.
It couldn't be as bad as Castaway.
Castaway's a great movie.
Terrible movie. Terrible movie. Somebody says, I wish I'd walked out of Watchmen.
Oh, I have heard that. I've heard a few people didn't like that.
And Burn After Reading. I thought that was... Is that not meant to be a good one?
Burn After Reading is the worst... Sorry, I apologise.
Ronan, this
obviously
is...
Obviously, this was so bad that I just erased... I beg your pardon. You're right. Burn After Reading is the great... It's how they managed to fit that much crap into one movie.
What's the premise of Burn After?
I don't know. Brad Pitt's in a wardrobe in it. That's all I remember.
Brad Pitt's in a wardrobe.
It's the worst movie. I can't even remember what it was about. But I just remember being absolutely disturbed by it. It makes cats look like The Godfather. Like The Godfather. That's how bad it is.
Oh, well, now I want to see that.
Oh,
I want to see Burn After Reading. Right, lads, I know you wouldn't believe me when I said they'd done a movie on Titanic 2, but to make it worse, they've remade it again. And it's out this year.
No, that's a myth, I think.
According to... let me see who is this that sent this in to us. It's J-Bone sent this in to us.
No, I think that's a myth because I was looking through for the one I got curious just there a couple of seconds ago.
Right.
To see about Titanic 2, the sci-fi one. And there is somebody made a trailer for The Return of Jack, Titanic 2. But it's not. It's not real.
You don't think it's.
I don't
okay.
think it's real.
Okay,
no.
That could save us. That could save us. Picnic at Hanging Rock. Somebody says, is a cure for insomnia.
Never even heard of that.
Picnic at Hanging Rock. It sounds like some sort of just classic western or something, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. It actually sounds like it's a good title for a movie.
Yeah. 12 Monkeys. What a pile of poo. I actually thought that was kind of good. 12 Monkeys.
Did
That's
you?
The one set in the asylum, isn't it?
Yeah. That, no,
I suppose,
that,
yeah, when you...
I wasn't mad about that now. And, yeah.
Kill Bill, somebody saying. Sasha saying it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Well, Sasha, you obviously don't even know how to get dressed. Because that is... that's legendary movie, I thought.
Somebody says, I went to Batman and Robin with two friends and they wanted to leave.
Absolute crap. Absolute crap. In fact, Empire magazine lists Batman and Robin as the worst movie ever made.
This sums it up for you. So if they wanted to leave, I said, no, wait a while. And then Batman and Robin jumped from a plane and landed on rollerblades. And I said, okay, fair enough, let's go. That's amazing. Lads fell asleep watching Munich, was full snoring. Munich, that's an amazing movie.
That's about the shooting of the athletes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great movie, I thought.
Wow. What's this? Worst movie ever was Toys, starring Robin Williams, the only movie I ever walked out of.
Oh my God, yeah. It's hard to say anything that Robin Williams made was bad. It is, it's hard to say that. But Toys was not a good
one. What was that one?
He is a toy. He's like a Pinocchio type of a thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Best left alone. Best to think about and remember his great ones.
Yeah. Right. Somebody saying the movie something so brutal I forgot the name, but when Nicole Kidman was a weather woman in it. I don't know if that ring any bells for you.
No, but it should do.
Right, okay.
Nicole Kidman's great.
Well, listen, if you've got anything that what you think is the worst movie, especially if it was so bad you actually walked out of it, right? Then let us know this morning. 087-188-0008. We might actually, I was going to say we'd hand out an Uggy mug for us. But to be honest with you,
we've no one here to send them.
Yeah, you might be a while waiting for us. So,
and we wouldn't be allowed to send them out. Well,
no, exactly.
This is like,
and you're not allowed near us. We're cordoned off.
Yeah, this is ground zero for us now. So we can't send any, we can't let anything in or put anything out, unfortunately.
But we will send you our appreciation. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Worst movie ever. Guaranteed Irish. Thin Lizzy, Sarah here at Classic Hits. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday 19th of March. Hitbit on the way. Magic Mike, or Lord Lucan, as we've christened him, because he's in his Lucan lair today. He's missing in action.
Yeah.
Out there in Lucan. Manning things from his bunker in his kitchen.
He indeed, yeah. So he is. He's flying.
He's operating the show from there.
Flying. Is that automated? I don't know what the word is. I'm trying to think of...
Messing.
Yeah, automated messing. That's exactly what it is.
But anyway, Magic Mike is going to find us some people to play on the Hitbit. So if you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. We're going to be chatting to him in a couple of minutes. But my God, who'd have thought there were so many bad movies?
I know, it's
the
unreal,
amount
isn't it?
Of WhatsApps that came in with people telling you like what they think the worst movie ever made.
Well, it sort of started as stuff maybe to avoid now that all we're doing is watching TV these days. One person made a good point: snakes on a plane.
Yeah.
It became a parody of itself. But the point that this person made on their text message, and fair play to them, they're dead right, or on their bloody WhatsApp message, can't smack myself in the face now, is that they actually, not only is it a terrible movie, not only is it a parody of itself, not only is the acting bad, even though the actors are great, but a dog dies in it. And any movie where the dog dies is bad form.
Right.
It shouldn't be acceptable.
That's okay.
So there you go. I absolutely nominate that. I take back every further suggestion, every previous suggestion.
There was a few.
Snakes on the plane
there was
the
a few controversial ones though. Like there was people who said like Forrest Gump and stuff like that were terrible movies.
Only looking for the tension. Forrest Gump would be absolutely brilliant film. I remember. Do you remember a big famous interview with Jack Charlton just after he retired? He was on the Late Late Show.
Right.
And they asked him, when was the last time he cried? And he goes, I saw that movie, Forrest Gump. And I just,
Did he say that?
Yeah, and he goes, I saw that movie, Forrest Gump. And I got to admit, there's a bit of a tear coming to me, you know. Yeah. So if it was good enough to make Jack Charlton cry, it was good enough for all of us.
Will Ferrell's one, that one, Bewitched, when they remade that 60s thing.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
He does make some turkeys.
He makes awful movies. It's about a 2-for-1 ratio, like, and it's just that when he makes a good one, it's normally so good that you forgive the others.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's controversial. Somebody saying that Ali, you know the one where Will Smith played Muhammad Ali?
It's disappointing.
Oh, were you disappointed?
I thought
it was pretty good.
I thought it was disappointing. I know, and I like the both of them. I'll be a big fan of Ali.
Yeah.
Will Smith's not the worst, you know. Even though he's completely out of his mind most of the time. I was a bit disappointed with it.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, Ghost Rider, again, that's that Nicolas Cage one where he's like a...
Well, look, anything with Nicolas Cage. Look, you know what you get with Nicolas Cage.
He's basically a zombie in it or something, is he?
He's a fella on a motorbike and his head's on fire. That's all I remember. Going around with his head on fire.
Yeah, you see, straight away, it's weird the way certain premises of a movie, just straight away you know they're not going to work. What was that one that Daniel Craig was in? It's called something ridiculous, like Cowboys and Aliens or something, was it?
Oh, God, yeah, that sounds...
I mean, straight away you're thinking, I don't know if that's going
remember
to
the
work.
One Magic Mike made us watch, and I enjoyed it, though. The fella who shot... What was it?
Oh, yeah. The fella who shot
a president and then killed a big ape or something like that.
Hitler and then Bigfoot.
Oh, that's it. Shot a president.
Shot the president and then a big ape. Shot Hitler and then Bigfoot.
Yeah, yeah. I got a bit of crack
out of that. That actually sounds like the start of a really bad joke, right? So, I'll tell you about this fella, right? He has a shoe Hitler and then a big ape.
Yeah, he shot a president and then a big ape, right?
There's big movies. Look, No Country for Old Men. That's critically
terrible.
Acclaimed.
Absolutely terrible film. And there's not even an end. I'm sick of movies that don't have ends. Tell us what the end of the movie is. I'm sick of them. And all of these stupid movies that start at the end and then go back to show you what led up to that point. I'm so sick of that. It's not... There's never a reason for that.
Yeah.
Never a reason for that. And even Pulp Fiction...
And the worst thing about it is when it happens like that, you've already committed. You've gone in. You're an hour and a half, maybe nearly 2 hours in. And then it ends and you go...
I saw that at the start. And even Pulp Fiction would have been better if it was just shot and shown to us in chronological order. Why did they show it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I've just laughed at a text from Peter Kay in Finglas there. He says, good man, PJ, the only man that can make Jack Charlton sound like a drunk Mick McCarthy. Anyway, listen.
That's what he sounds like when he's crying.
Oh, here, look at this. Somebody saying Ghostbusters, worst movie ever. Well, mind you, if it's the remake, maybe that'd be a.
I still find that a bitter pill to swallow, regardless.
Anyway, listen, thanks a million for that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We got the hit bit on the way, though.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €530 this morning. It sounds exactly like this. And it's still the all-new, brand-new hit bit, so it is. You can hear that as many times as you like on classichits.ie. All the wrong answers, of which Jim was saying not too many of them so far, are there as well to have a look at. But first, Ross is on the phone this morning. Hiya, Ross.
Good morning, lads. How are you?
How are you, Ross? What part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm in Westmead, in Kinnegad.
All right, good stuff.
And what's Kinnegad? Is that home for you, Ross? Are you in work
that's
or what?
Home. Yeah, that's home. I'm just travelling to work in Naas at the moment.
All right. I assume the roads are a lot better than they'd normally be for you.
They're really quiet. That's why at times pull in, have a chat with you, you know?
Oh, right, yeah.
He's got time in his hands.
Thank you, Ross, yeah.
Pull in, have a chat with the lads for a while.
You might as well.
I'm ahead of the game.
Way ahead of time. Right. We'd love to give you a few quid, Ross. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's Liberty X, just a little.
Right, let's check in.
So we're going all the way to Lord Lucan in his Lucan lair. Magic Mike is waiting to tell us whether you're right or wrong, Ross.
First of all, loving the Lord Lucan thing. Second of all, the clue is in the title. It's an X for Liberty X. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, Ross.
No worries.
You're going to have to sit there now and just relax for a little while on your own.
Yeah, chill out. Meditate for a while, Ross. Meditate.
I will.
Listen, take care of yourself, man. Be safe.
You too. Bye.
See you, Ross. Take care. Right, so D is on the other phone or the other line or... I sound like something from the 70s, really, sometimes.
I was starting to wonder about your buddy, to be honest.
So, let's check in on the other line. D! How are you, D?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, not
great,
so bad.
D. Thank you very kindly.
How are you getting on, D?
Our grand, just surviving, that's like everybody else.
I guess absolutely. So, yeah. What part of the country are you in this morning?
I'm in Ballyhonus in sunny Mayo this morning, actually.
Oh, right.
Sunny Mayo, excellent.
It's frosty, but it's sunny.
God, that's really typical now, isn't it? Mayo rubs, the only bit of sun we have now in the country of Mayo.
Yeah, we need something.
Well, I know.
Oh, what's your story today, Dee? Will you be out and about, or what's going on?
I'm going to work. I'm just getting ready for work.
All right, okay. Right, let's try and send you on your way with a few bob in your pocket. What are you going for?
I'm going for George Michael's Face.
Oh, yeah, I love that song, actually.
Yeah, top tune, Michael.
Dee, it's wrong on... I'm so sorry, lads. That was a careless whisper. But it's wrong, Dee.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Lord. Do you not think the world is suffering enough, Michael?
Yeah. he's getting lower with his wit now.
I know, I tell you.
It's a shocker, Dee. It's a shocker. Listen, you take care of yourself. Have a good day. Thanks for playing.
And you guys, thanks so much. Thanks.
See you, Dee.
Take care of yourself.
Right, there you go. Wow, what a shocker that was.
Careless whisper.
I know, yeah. Oh,
come on.
I tell you something.
I tell you something, Mike.
Think that man is there doing that in his socks. As
I know,
well.
Yeah. Sitting there in his gym jams, cracking jokes to upset the nation. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Fiddling while Rome burns. Unbelievable. Yeah. By the way, listen, Michael, can we just make you feel a little bit bad, even the fact that you're actually sitting in your nice, lovely kitchen and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, okay.
We've just been brought breakfast.
Yeah, Andy Bad News just brought us a McDonald's breakfast. Yeah.
I've just literally demolished a bacon McMuffin.
Did you have it in PJ?
I feckin' wrecked it and had a porridge before you got here by accident, so I had a hash brown and I'm halfway through a cappuccino that would have been yours, if that's any good.
I can't believe you'd be that disciplined. Just because you had your porridge, you wouldn't have something else.
I'm all full, you know what I mean?
Oh my God, you know what I mean, Jim?
You wouldn't want to be sick on the radio.
Gluttony is wasted on you. Wasted on you it is.
I'm doing my best here.
Right, listen, Magic Mike is going to stay there. Lord Lucan, as we've christened him, he's in his Lucan lair. He's live from his kitchen this morning, so we'll be checking in with him again through the course of the morning. But if you want to have another go at the hit bit, of course, well, that's easy done. You do it with Damien Farrelly every afternoon. 20 to 5, Damien will give you another shot. Have a listen and check out the previous guesses on classichits.ie.
Yeah, it'll still be 530 quid with Damien, so not a bad chunk of cash if you can get your hands on it. Like Jim says, 087-188-0008.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Yeah, Belinda Carlisle, Heaven is a Place on Earth. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 8 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday 19th of March.
Oh, you're a bad man. You're a bad man.
It's not... Hey, a second. It's not
like
me
you.
That found the story, right?
I don't care.
Two things happened. One was we had a WhatsApp in earlier on, right, from somebody who pointed out, as you did yourself, young Mr. PJ Gallagher, that this time that we're in at the moment is that sort of time where... It's a weird in-betweeny time where you don't know what shops are open and you don't know what sort of, you know, all that kind of... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know what you mean.
And people are sort of housebound and stuff like that. And somebody just pointed out on the WhatsApp, effectively, it's Christmas.
It's so not Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, things are bad. But that's not Christmas bad.
And then you found a story where somebody's...
I know.
Wants to actually take it one step further.
I know. And look, I know people's hearts are in the right place with this. But apparently this is becoming a thing in Ireland, right? People who are self-isolating... have been digging out their Christmas decorations to create some cheer in the area, apparently. You know, without leaving the house. Because it's something safe you can do without leaving the house. And I suppose if you have kids and all of that.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a grand idea.
It's a kind of a novelty thing for them to put up the Christmas lights.
And there's
again,
a day of keeping them active because they can't hang out with their friends or anything, right? But while some people are saying that it's bringing happiness to their children...
But you can see where this is going, people of Ireland. I mean, listen... He's not going to be happy about this at all.
Other people have said it's about bringing cheer to the area and keeping a bit of light and hope in people's lives. And other people like me have said, is it not bad enough, please? Is it not already bad enough that we have to start going back to Christmas? How bad do things have to be that you start celebrating Christmas 3 days after St. Patrick's
Day?
Well,
come on now, look it, you know, just imagine, picture the scene. You're going home, you know, you've been self-isolated in your little box in there, in your little padded studio, right?
Yeah.
Only looking at me through a window. And you're on your way home and you're thinking, will this crisis ever end? And then you see the twinkling of fairy lights in the distance.
Yeah, and I think to myself, I suppose not then. I guess this is it now, is it? This is life, is it? This is where we've gone now. This is what we've turned into.
Can you imagine?
A 12-month Christmas. Imagine there's people around there, around the world now, that will love a 12-month Christmas, or the idea of a 12-month Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Sure, there's places that probably never took their lights down. They'll just literally flick the switch and they'll be back on again.
Like half the streets in Dublin city centre still have Christmas lights up. But yeah, I
that
know.
It would get bizarre now.
It would get too much. Come on. We have to have some sort of separation, please. Or do we?
I assume they'd be tagged as Corona lights or something, would they?
Corona lights, yeah. And
is it a campaign? Are people trying to do it?
Well,
is it a
hashtag?
Or
yeah.
Oh, look at this.
It started on Twitter. So one person, it all started from one tweet that a person put up that said, what if we all put our Christmas lights back up? Then we could get in the car and drive around and look at them.
Right, so it's sort of give you something to do.
You'd
be isolated within your car.
Yeah, social distancing.
Okay.
You go around and you look at the Christmas lights. I would like to remind that person, we've literally just stopped doing that.
Yeah.
But they hashtagged it Lights for Life, which is a very nice hashtag. You know, Lights for Life and
all. Yeah, it's a nice ring to it.
And it's taken off a little bit and people are starting to do it and...
Have anybody out there done it, by the way?
Oh, 087 stop asking them, Jim.
Look, I need to, come on, we need to get to the look what this is, we're doing public service broadcasting here, PJ.
No, we're not. This is the private sector.
We're providing the public with a service. You know what I mean?
Well, okay,
feedback. Well, it's like doing a boiling without the aggression. We're asking people.
But you're bringing out the aggression in me. You're going to get
Has anybody spotted this? Has anybody out there done it or anybody spotted this? 087-188-0008, you can get us on WhatsApp and let us know. Have you actually spotted anybody who has put up their Christmas lights under this hashtag of Corona lights or whatever?
Well, you see him now.
To bring a British cheer.
He'll be coming in because I'm the only person left to annoy in this place. He's going to be coming in with his jumper and everything on.
Straight away, it's brought out the good in people. People are in wishing you happy Christmas and all.
Oh, yeah. Because that's not a double-handed comment to make to me at all.
It's also playing in, somebody says, playing straight into the hands of those people who were too lazy to take their lights down in the first place.
Of course it is, yeah.
You see? I told you they'd come around again.
I know. And there you are. See, I'm always ahead of the curve, me. I saw this coming, so I did.
Yeah. Oh. A lot of people are wishing you happy Christmas, PJ. That's good. See the goodwill that's out there?
Yeah, I'm making a note now. I'm doing a Santa, and I'm making a list of every one of you that wish me a happy Christmas in March.
Oh, look
I don't
at
know
that.
What bad things
somebody
are going
to happen. Let me find out who this is. What name is on this one? This is Peter, right, has been on to say, lads, I literally only took down my outside Christmas lights on Monday. On Monday?
Well.
Oh, my God, March.
You better get them back up again, because you'll be left out in the neighbourhood if you don't.
Wow.
I can't see it catching on. I do actually think it's a nice idea. I do. I think that the thoughts behind it is nice.
Yeah.
But I can't see it catching on because there's too many Grinchels like me what is sitting around that just, you know, be looking outside.
Too many party poopers. They're
going, would you just sit inside and eat biscuits like the rest of us? We're busy here trying to get fat
for
the summer.
You could put up your internal lights for your own house so that it didn't affect anybody else. What about that?
So I haven't put them up in about 20
Not
years.
Not you. Obviously, you've never put lights up in your life. I'm saying, you know, if people wanted to kind of, you know, if people wanted to have a bit of crack with their kids or something, they could technically do it inside their own homes without affecting anybody in the outside world like you. God forbid that it would, like, you know...
Negatively impact.
Exactly.
I know.
Your eyes should land upon something that's joyful and cheerful.
I think we can all accept that this entire crisis is all about me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, look, so far, nobody has actually fessed up to actually doing it, or even spotting it being done.
I know, I think
Is there anybody in the story has done it?
In the story?
As in the one where the story you found.
Oh, well, just the people on Twitter, like a lot of people that have done that hashtag.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't think it's going to sweep the country, to be honest. I think we've other things to be worrying about. I don't think it will. Hopefully.
Yeah.
And if you're one of the people doing it and you get a bit of crack out of it, I'm delighted that it's not catching on, and I'm delighted you're getting something out of it.
Right.
But let's keep Christmas where it belongs. Pre-viral. You know?
Absolutely. I'm surprised you even left it there.
Yeah.
Blur and Park Life, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks, on this Thursday. 087-188-0008. That number you'll need right now if you want to get involved in our great competition. We were talking about Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you anymore now after that.
We've put it aside, PJ. We're leaving that aside.
You may have put it aside. We're having a meeting about this afterwards. You can try to get me risen up.
We have a different celebration that's coming up even sooner. In fact, this weekend, it's time to celebrate the mammies.
Mammies!
Yeah, Mother's Day on the way. And of course, this week on the show, we have a great competition on the go to celebrate Mother's Day with Peter Mark. We've got a €200 e-gift card to give away to Peter Mark. And all you have to do is literally tell us why you love your mammy.
Just send us a text, 087-188-0008. WhatsApp in a text. Why do you love your mammy? What is it you love about your mammy and makes her special for you?
Yeah.
That's all
we
need to know.
Yeah, because if there's one sort of, you know, like everybody loves their mammy.
I know, yeah,
it's
yeah.
And it's difficult, I know, because the amount of ones we got in yesterday, and all very deserving. No question they're all very deserving, but obviously you have to just select a winner. So,
but isn't
if there's
it funny?
Like a little one-off, a little example that you can give us.
But because that's what, isn't it funny? Someone says, do you love your ma? Yeah. Why? Because
she's me ma.
Because she's me ma and all. Of course I love you ma.
Exactly.
What is it about her? Everything and all.
Well, that's the thing.
Because she does everything. You
hence
know?
Why I'm playing Michael Bublé, Everything.
Yeah,
in the
well,
background.
There you go. So it's nice. It's nice to have it put down into a little sentence or a paragraph and let us know.
Absolutely. And basically, just to remind you, of course, that if you're looking for a Mother's Day gift for this weekend, Peter Mark are doing these e-gift cards. So the idea is you can check them out on petermark.ie. So there's no physical interaction. You can observe all of the protocols in relation to the current situation. You can just go online, and what you can do is order your e-gift card. It can be for any value between €10 and €250, and then they will email your mammy or whoever the lucky recipient is, and they'll receive it that way, and they can use it online at petermark.ie themselves, because the salons themselves in Petermark are closed until the 29th of March. But if you go online, you can check out the full range of products and stuff that they have. GHD stylers and tools, and we found out yesterday that a L'Oreal steam pod is a straightener thing.
Yeah, I thought it was something for bursting blackheads on your nose. I hadn't a clue, but there you go. It's not that at all. It's like a hair straightener.
Kerastase, Redken and Pureology gift sets. I'm sure I've mispronounced all of those.
Yeah, but
I mean, look at me. Do
the
I look
people
like
that used them are laughing now.
Do I look like a bloke that, you know?
I don't think either of us do, to be
not
fair.
Really.
This is a very easy opportunity for me to take a cheap shot at you, but I haven't a clue what any of them are either.
Anyway, that's what it's all about. A €200 e-gift card is up for grabs, courtesy of Peter Mark. Check out petermark.ie and just tell us, what is it? Or give us an example of why you love your mammy. Movie classic, 80s classic, of course. Kenny Loggins of Footloose here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. If you can just get that score of 5 or more, you can take away those tickets to see Lionel Richie live at St. Anne's Park. It's scheduled for, I think it's the 6th of June, isn't it?
6th of June is what it's scheduled for.
We'll never know. All going well, it'll stick with that date. But of course, if the need arises and it has to be moved, the tickets will still be valid and all that. So
yeah.
Once you won them, you've won them. Anyway.
Come here.
Turns out that PJ, of course, who we know is a bit of a fitness fiend.
I wouldn't say a fiend. I like to do a bit. I'm 40.
Yeah, you've been struggling recently because you kind of turned your back on the gym when all of this corona stuff kicked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I did. Even before the gym's closed and all, I was still, I actually like, I'm not, you know, an elderly mother and all that I'd be a bit paranoid about in these mad times.
I actually thought you were going to say, as an elderly man, I thought I'd better be.
Unfortunately, you're not a million miles away. I'm 45 now next month.
45?
Yeah, I know. I'm literally catching up
45.
With you. 45. But it's mad because I do like to try and, do a little bit of fitness and that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, something with all of this going on and the old pandemic happening and everything, I still don't want to let that go, I was thinking. So I rang, I was going to go into town actually.
Right.
Really briefly and collect a couple of weights that I could do some stuff at home.
Like dumbbells or something.
Yeah. And then, don't come here. He goes, don't come here. We can't. We're closing down today. All our stock is gone. It's like, what the hell's going on? I was like, okay, well, that's not what what it sounded like. So
right.
Then I rang
this
a place.
Was this a well-known store? Like,
yeah. And then I rang a place in Finglas, and I says, "Hey, I'm just wondering if you're open today. I wanted to pick up a couple of weights. I'm just doing some stuff at home." And he goes, "Get down here quick if you want something. Get down here quick. I'm not joking. It.
What?
Get down if you want something. Get down here quick. We're running out of everything." It was like the panic buying.
In a fitness shop.
You've never seen anything like it, Jim. I got down. I went up to the man in Finglas, and it was in this industrial estate, and I pulled in. And you want to see, there was young fellas running out with weights the size of, like, filling up cars with mats and barbells and kettlebells and straps and bands and pumps and I don't know what they had, but it was, I've never seen anything like it. If you think a loaf of bread was hard to come by a couple of weeks ago,
try to get your hand on a Swiss ball.
Who knew? There's people stockpiling Swiss balls like there's no tomorrow, Jim. You've never seen anything like it.
Some people have gone fitness fanatical.
Fanatical. In 2 months' time, we're going to have monsters walking around this country. Because they're all in there training. Your man said, we were chatting to him yesterday, and the store was so busy I wouldn't go in, right?
Oh my God, are you for real?
Yeah, I was too paranoid with the old social distancing. Yeah, I wouldn't go in. So I sat in the car, right? I rang him, I'm looking in going, it looks like you're very busy in there. And he goes, I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it. He goes, we bought all this stock for the year, thinking we were being a bit optimistic. He goes, we're going to have nothing left by the end of the week. Nothing. So the whole place is sold to bits with fitness equipment. You can't get... There's going to be fellas in back alleys handing out dumbbells on the black market. Yeah. It's gone... I had no idea it was happening. It's gas. You think you're only having one idea to yourself. You think, well, the gym has gone. I'll get a couple of little weights. And then what happens? You're literally driving around your car, ringing people, going, you don't have a couple of kettlebells, do you? I know there's a drought on, but I don't know where to get any gear at all.
Of all of the things that I would have predicted,
I know
that was last.
Last on my list.
The idea that people would actually get to the stage where they thought, oh my God, I mean, literally, I can't, what happens? I might get fat.
Yeah.
I might get out of shape.
Stockpiling barbells.
I need to get, oh my God.
And there's a hairdresser I know, and there's a whole black market of hairdressing apparently trying to get going. Luckily, she's responsible, so she's turning down all the appointments. But she's getting calls, right?
Of going to people's houses and stuff?
Yeah. Are you doing the old house calls here? No. I'll give you 20 quid extra. This is all happening.
Wow.
And she's there, no, I can't do it. We have to keep her, unfortunately, as much as I need to do it, and I need the money, and I really should do it. 40 more then, go on. No, I can't do it. Like, it's amazing.
So you didn't get any of your equipment, your weights?
I eventually got two dumbbells. He says he carried them out to the car for me. I've two 12 kilo dumbbells, which I didn't want. I wanted a 14 kilo kettlebell. But it was literally...
So he gave you two 12s?
Yeah, he gave me two 12s. I'm not even the type of thing I wanted.
I find it brilliant, though, that he carried it out to the car.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't carry those out, would you? I can't lift them.
I said... Yeah.
Are you sure you should be buying them? Yeah, no, it'll be grand. Eventually I'll be able to lift them. But if you could just carry them to the car.
Yeah, well, I can't get them. Well, you know what I mean? It's all that's going. I'm just going to look at them and say it was all they had left.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't intend lifting them. I'm going to just put it. It's just to stop me bin from blowing over. I'm just going to leave them on the top. That's all.
No. In the top.
And it's to, you know, keep it's just to keep the door open. It keeps jamming.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you know what I mean?
Kettlebell against
it. The dogs keep slamming the door when they're going in and out.
Wow. Look at that, Ireland. We're about to become... Who'd have thought that the coronavirus would lead to us all become fitness fiends?
I tell you, in 2 months' time or whatever it is, when this is all over...
We'll be the buffest nation in the world.
We're going to be like gorillas. They're going to be interviewing lads on the news and they'll be like, what did you do?
Well, you think we did?
Yeah. I lost me neck and me shoulders.
You don't get these muscles putting the bins out.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See KES.ie.
Right, another good week on the Breakfast Table Quiz because everybody wins. Well, everybody who can score at least 5. Of course, we've prizes every day. It's another pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie performing live. At the moment, it's scheduled for the 6th of June at St. Anne's Park. We're assuming that that's going to go ahead as things stand. I'm sure even if it was moved around a bit, tickets, of course, for the original gig will still be valid. So a pair of tickets to see Lionel Richie live in St. Anne's Park.
Absolutely, yeah. Be a great gig. I've seen Lionel Richie live and he's just a piece of magic in shoes.
Where did you see him live?
In the Tree Arena or the O2 or the Point feckin' Zero, whatever it was called at the time. But it was brilliant.
Good, there you go. An endorsement straight from the man himself.
Yeah, so we're going to have to get straight into it, I suppose. 5 is what we need if you want to get your hands on those tickets. We're not really going for a top score. We've just sort of set a threshold this week.
Yeah.
And Stephen Berrigan in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you, Stephen?
Not bad, you. How are you doing?
Ah, you're not so bad. You know yourself, Stephen. Where are you this morning? What part of the country are you in?
I'm hiding out in Santa here. I'm driving a truck.
Oh, are you? All right.
Hiding, right, okay.
It's amazing how many truckers are listening to us at the moment. Yours are, I tell you something, fair play hats to you, off yeah. to you all so much.
That's right, and are you allowed to tell us what sort of stuff you're delivering, Stephen?
Jeez, Jim.
Anything from pins and needles to airplane parts.
You have to be careful asking that question. If he said he had Jack's Road, they'd be chasing him up the road.
Yeah, you're right. And no wonder he's hiding. He's, that's probably yeah, what yeah. he's hiding from people who are trying to find out what's in his truck.
That's why, that's why he answered cagey. He was trying to come up with something nobody needs.
Anyway, listen, Stephen, the very best of luck with this. I don't think you're going to need too much luck. I reckon it should be fairly handy. We just need at least 5 correct answers in the 60 seconds, and you'll take away the Lionel Richie tickets. Now, would they be for you, or would they be for a gift, or what would they be for?
No.
Just for you. You're a Lionel fan.
Is he gone?
Ah.
I can't believe it.
Come back.
Just about to get stuck into him there.
Hello.
What a pain.
That's unbelievable.
That's because someone's after getting him. You had him out and someone's after getting to him now.
Just dropped a call.
Oh, there he is.
He's back. Yeah, he's back there. You know why he did that? He did that to avoid the answering the question of whether he's a Lionel Richie fan.
Yeah.
No, right, not for me there.
That'll do nicely. Right, listen, let's get stuck into this. Right, okay. You ready? 60 seconds on the clock, Stephen. Best of luck. Here we go.
Who directed the 2019 Netflix film The Irishman?
Oh.
Martin Scorsese. Mocha is a coffee usually flavoured with what substance?
Chocolate.
Yeah, in 2012 Chelsea beat what German football team to win the Champions League?
Oh, I don't know, Bayern Munich.
That's it. In the movie, what is Mary Poppins' occupation?
Nanny.
Yeah, in which country would you be if you're at the San Siro Stadium?
Oh, France.
It's Italy. Which cartoon series features the characters Cartman and Kenny?
South Park.
Which musical features the character Daddy Warbucks?
Couldn't
it's Annie. ENT is what department of a hospital?
Emergency.
It's ear, nose and throat. Which actor played Rain Man in the 1988 movie?
Tom Hanks.
Dustin Hoffman. Green and chamomile are types of what?
Hey.
Who wrote the novel Wuthering Heights?
Couldn't tell you.
Emily Bronte. Which team did Manchester United sign Roy Keane from?
Don't know.
Nottingham Forest. What type of animals feature in The Lady and the Tramp?
Yes!
I think you snuck in there.
I tell you, you did. There was a little bit in the middle there where we were looking a bit hairy, I can tell you. But anyway, listen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, just about. I think the phone line caught you out a little bit, in fairness.
Yeah, probably wasn't the best.
We blame that,
anyway, listen. Stephen, the good news is you got enough. That's all you needed to do. 5 or more is good enough. A pair of Lionel Richie tickets are yours. Well done, sir.
Yeah, but thanks very much.
Not at all. Listen, safe drive and take care of yourself, man.
Take your Jack's roll and drive into the sunset.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Stephen. Thanks, man.
When did Jack's roll become such a valuable commodity?
You're joking me. I swapped the 2 rolls for a Rolex there yesterday.
Right, so...
Jack's Rolex is the new thing that I've got to get into. I got some Jack's Rolex. It's double padded. Oh, it's worth a fortune nowadays.
And it's got continuous movement off the roll.
Yeah, it doesn't click.
It doesn't click at
it
all.
It actually keeps moving.
It's amazing.
Tells you the date as you wipe your bottom.
Right, we'll do it again. The chance to win those Lionel Richie tickets on the Breakfast Table quiz tomorrow.